This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty True Live Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you today, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things today. It's going to be jam-packed today. We're going to be talking about emotions. We're going to be talking about dealing with emotions, understanding mindfulness, what that is, reframing our thoughts, building awareness, and the list goes on. And you know that you've heard me here in the show talking about mindfulness. You've heard me talking about, you know, being able to deal and process with our emotions. And, you know, a lot of times we think of this as only something that that adults need to do. We think about it only as something that we need to do when we get to a certain age in our life. And that's just not true. I know that many of us look back in our childhood and wish that we had learned things. Well, maybe we wish that we had been taught things at an early age. Many of us have grappled with having to learn things on our own and having to put it all together. Even the best parents out there only knew what they knew and could only teach what they knew. And it's interesting because as I work with clients all over the world, many people have gone through either extreme situations in family dynamics or not so extreme, but they didn't really understand how to process those emotions. They didn't understand the tools of actions needed to understand what's going on in our mind, what are our thoughts, the concept that our thoughts are not us, how to prime the brain, and much more. And so I thought it would be perfect to have two wonderful people that I think are amazing that just created a new workbook. It's the Joy Sun Bear, Big Changes, New Adventures, a COVID Feeling Workbook. And it's an amazing workbook because what? It actually helps children to be able to process their emotions. It helps children to understand what mindfulness is. It helps children to really get to know that and to understand what that truly is. And so joining me by phone in studio today is Shireen and John Lee. Shireen, John, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having us.
Great to have y'all. This is awesome. Great to have you on the radio show. So first off, you know, when I first opened this workbook, I realized how amazing the content is in it. Tell me a little bit about the muse. Tell me a little bit about where this came from and how this came to fruition.
Well, our inspiration for this book and honestly everything in our lives is our daughter Aaliyah, who's 10 years old, and it was really experiencing COVID and this whole journey through her eyes and seeing what, how it was affecting her. And so with 2020 being such a life-changing time for the entire world, bringing so many big changes, overwhelming emotions, and profound loss for us all, I believe one of the things that, you know, we're all trying to process and learn as adults and kids is the loss of, you know, human connection, social interaction, and really the loss of the life that we once had. And, you know, as a parent in particular, it was really hard for us because we had to see our daughter go through that and really digest that and you know, try to understand, you know, what's happening and why is this happening and how long is this going to go, and to not be able to, you know, fix this for her, to protect her, to give her the answers that she needs, because, you know, there's so much uncertainty for all of us. It's so new. It's so huge for everybody. And to feel helpless at times as parents, you know. And so feeling that way ourselves and having a very strong communicative relationship with our daughter since she was young, we knew that, you know, the only thing to do is, like you said, do your best. And to really start engaging with her and speaking with her about her feelings and trying to understand and explain what was happening, really let her know that she wasn't alone in all this.
It even kind of caught us by surprise, to be honest, because, you know, 2020 started, and I think we all got caught up in the drama of the change and having to mourn this, you know, shift in our lives. And as parents, we kind of forgot for a second how this is going to be affecting our children too, right? And then so one day, you know, our daughter's upset and she says, I'm sad and I don't know why. And so we sat down and started engaging with her in that conversation. And in the process, the light bulb clicked and we're like, oh, yeah, she's going through this too. She's a person. She's her own experience, you know. And the more Shireen worked with her and I worked with her, Shireen had this bright idea one day and she comes to me and she says, hey, why don't we take all this stuff that we're doing with Aaliyah and put it into a workbook for kids? And the light bulb went off in my head, too, and I said, oh, that's perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah, and I have to credit that to my therapist. I myself have a history of, you know, PTSD, OCD, anxiety, and so this, you know, 2020 was very difficult for me because, you know, dealing with anxiety and OCD, your biggest fear is uncertainty, and 2020 was just highlighting everything unknown in our lives, so... for me, my therapist had given me a little worksheet that she had gotten about how to deal with your emotions during COVID for adults. And I started using this for myself, and it was really helping because it really broke down each emotion, and I was able to step back and really be mindful and look at, you know, yeah, I am feeling mad. Why is that? You know, where is this coming from? Is it also because I'm scared of all that uncertainty? And then that's when, you know, I said, oh, my gosh, we need something like this for kids. This would be so helpful because a lot of times kids can't say what they're feeling in words. They say it through drawing and writing and other means.
Or acting out.
Or acting out. And so that's what our next assignment. And she, of course, being her, was like, oh, my God, yes, let's do this. I want to help. And then we went to my husband, and that's kind of where it went from there.
That's amazing. And so it's great because it all started with trying to figure out, you know, how to help your own child. And I think that one of the things that you said was very inspiring and also very, very thoughtful. I think that a lot of times we as adults think that we have to take everything on. We think that we have to kind of be in charge, and we're not really thinking about how the children in the home or the young adults in the home and how they're processing it. And so when I'm looking through the workbook, it's very interesting. Like you said, they're able to kind of describe and even draw their emotions. You know, when you first saw Aaliyah doing it and probably some of the other children that you kind of probably tested some of this workbook out, did it seem like they kind of came alive and able to even understand or connect a little bit better to their emotions, like immediately by going through some of these exercises?
Yeah, definitely. Aaliyah herself, she's always been an artist. And so for her in particular, like, writing and drawing her feelings has been a huge outlet for her and a way that really gave us a inside look of what she was going through. And so one of the things that really touched me was some feedback I recently got from a teacher and a mom. And she had said that, you know, her family was going through a very difficult day where they were just at each other's throats and stressed about every little thing. And she had just gotten the workbook, and she pulled it out. And she has a 10-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. And she's like, I'm going to use the workbook. I'm going to see if this thing really works. So she brings it out. And her son, you know, it's not easy for him to express his anxiety and depression with words. So he sits down and starts using the emotions pages and starts drawing out how he's feeling. And all of a sudden, she notices that he has a smile on his face, and she's going through like his what he drew, and she's understanding his anxiety and what he's feeling. And then her daughter was having a meltdown, and you know, so she hands her the workbook and goes to the body scan page, and so her daughter, you know, sits there and feels her body and starts drawing what she's feeling. And all of a sudden, she's all calm and she's smiling. And she messages me. She's like, oh, my God, this is the most amazing thing. This needs to be in every family's home, especially right now. Like, our family and laughing and creating together. Mm-hmm. And that just, that showed us, like, this is something that can help so many people. And, you know, we did the right thing by pouring our hearts out into this, you know.
That's amazing. And, you know, the interesting thing, too, is that I think that this applies to all of us. You know, everybody that's out there listening, anybody that's dealt with anxiety, PTSD, OCD, you know, the list goes on, depression. You know, even if you don't feel like you have had dealt with that to that extreme, at the same time, it's like when we're able to put our finger on the pulse of how we're feeling, if we're able to be mindful of it, because most of the time, you know, our thoughts are racing, it causes more anxiety, it causes more stress, we're unable to really pinpoint how we feel. And that's why I love when you go through the Rourke book, you know, we have the whole concept of understanding the emotions. We have the concept of, you know, reframing thoughts and building that awareness. And then you kind of go into the breathing concepts and the mindfulness. And I think it's genius, because in order for anybody to understand their emotions, they have to be aware of it. And so, you know, by putting that there, you know, how is it that you kind of frame the mindfulness component in the workbook?
You know, I think just making use of all of our own experiences and all of the time that we've spent being introspective and trying to be self-aware. You know, for kids, a lot of times they get wrapped up from their own perspective, just like any of us do. But they have, you know, less life to compare what they're experiencing to. So a lot of times their emotions can feel significantly overwhelming. We have several pages in this workbook that focus on kind of a disassociative perspective, distancing themselves from the experience, right? So, for example, there's a page after each section where the characters in the book talk to the reader, and they let them know how they're feeling about COVID, and the end of each emotional section. So it gives the reader an opportunity to take what they've learned and what they've practiced and kind of talk to these characters as if they were talking to a best friend, and it sets them apart from the experience a little bit and gives them a chance to practice that objective kind of mindful awareness.
I love that, and I because I think that is the exact direction to where we need to go. And I feel like when I've been working with my clients, you know, everybody that I work with is over a certain age, and it's interesting how the one thing that I hear from all of them to some degree is, gosh, if I would have had this information before, if I would have known that I'm not my thoughts, if I would have known that my environment was not me and that I could work through that, I might not be where I am now. And that's why I love what you're doing, because you're going to the core, you're going to the source right now and trying to help them at an early age.
Yeah, one of the pages we have is joy floating in a hot air balloon in the sky. And we describe, to the reader, imagine yourself sitting in a hot air balloon floating to the sky and your thoughts are clouds. That's just one example, but it's hard for even adults sometimes to wrap their mind around we are not your thoughts, you know, and separating yourself from your thoughts and how those turn into actions, right? You mentioned earlier, too, in the program about how a lot of your patients wish they knew these things when they were younger, and it reminds me of something I came across the other day. So many people who are in there are only in therapy because of people in their lives who won't go to therapy. And just building that emotional awareness across as many people as possible can only help.
That's so powerful. And we'll be right back. We'll be talking more with Shireen and John Lee, the creators of The Big Changes, New Adventures, The Joy Sun Bear. This is great. If you have children that need some help and that need to be able to talk out their feelings and thoughts, we got to do this. This is the time. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about mindfulness, emotions, and the list goes on. Liger True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking with Shireen and John Lee, the creators of Big Changes, New Adventures, a COVID-feeling workbook. And right before the break, if you're just tuning in, we began to talk about mindfulness, and we were talking about the concepts of that and how that really helps not only adults, obviously, but children. And one of the things I wanted to talk with y'all about, you know, right now is about rewiring the brain, and I know that we all love Dr. Joe Dispenza, you know. And I see that that's also part of the workbook as well. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So in our book, we have a section called Emotions Check-In. And we have this after each emotion. So it's something repetitive that the children can do to really check in with themselves and, you know, have that love and respect for themselves and see where they're at. And in that section, we have an area where they can draw themselves with how they feel currently, and then they can go ahead and draw themselves how they want to feel. So if they're feeling sad or angry, you know, something that's uncomfortable for them, but they want to feel happy and excited and silly, they can go ahead and draw themselves in the state they want to be in. And then in turn, we ask them, you know, write three things that this you does, you know, which is something we picked up, or me personally on my journey with learning about Joe Dispenza and rewiring your brain, is really, you know, not only thinking new thoughts and where you want to be and manifesting it, but also feeling those feelings that you would feel if you were living that life. And that's what really changes your brain is, you know, you're putting that energy out there and saying, you know, yeah, I want to feel happy, and this is what I would actually feel. And really feel that gratitude and that love and that joy in your heart. And that in turn shows your body and your brain that you are actually in that state. And so we do that in a very simple way for kids as well, to practice that. I think it's something that really benefits them through their life.
And if it doesn't, if nothing else, the three things that they quote this you, and there's an arrow in the page pointing to the way that they want to feel picture, it gives them some action too, right? If it's, if they want to be happy, they can write down, oh, three things that this you does. Well, they smile, they laugh, they play with their dog, right? Gives them some actions that they can take. And this emotions check-in, as Shereen said, being repetitive in the book, also is there to kind of help build that habit. You know, from one day to the next, can we stop? And if we're starting to feel overwhelmed, well, why am I feeling overwhelmed? What is it that's overwhelming you?
Maybe, maybe I need a break. I need some self-care, you know.
Yeah.
Something we could all, I think, do better on in a lot of ways.
That's so true. And, you know, this applies to everyone, and I'm just so glad that Shereen and John have created this because, you know, when you think about it, you know, when I'm working with clients, it's constant to remind someone. And that's what's so great about what you just said is that, you know, with children as well, we have to remind them of the things that they can do to feel happy, the things that they can do to feel comfortable, better yet, the things that they can do to feel powerful instead of powerless.
Mm-hmm, definitely, especially right now. Well, there's so much uncertainty, we all feel powerless in many ways.
That's so true. It's so true. And I think everybody that's out there listening to the show, you know, if you're going through stress and anxiety, I'm looking at the chat right now on social media. If you're online, if you're not listening on the radio or 1160 AM or USA Radio Networks or out of Westwood One, if you're not listening through here, if you're also watching maybe on social media right now, we're on YouTube under Ashley Burgess. We're also on Facebook as well. And, you know, the thing is that many of you are commenting right now about how you have been stressed, how you have had scary thoughts, how your children have not been in school for a long, long time, and how the family is stressed out. And I see it, and I understand. And that's why I had to have these folks on the show, because they're trying to help exactly that situation, because we can only help as much as we can, but everybody has to be at that same level. One person's having a meltdown, it's going to impact everybody. And so right now, more than ever, when children can't go to school, think about the stress level that they're feeling, because they want to see their friends too. They miss them. They miss their routine, and that's why this is going to help. So when we return, we're going to be talking to Shereen and John about a lot more stuff. We have so much more to cover. An hour goes so fast, but we're going to get as much as we can done today. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be great. So everybody hang on. Stay tuned with us. Come right back. We got a lot more to talk about, okay? You don't want to miss this, because this is impactful. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and rideshares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you today. We're continuing our conversation with Shireen and John Lee, and Shireen and John just recently created the Joy Sun Bear, Big Changes, New Adventures, a COVID Feeling Workbook. And I wanted to dive into, because I actually created a video that's going to be coming out tomorrow on YouTube about anger. And I find that anger is a real major go-to emotion. For what I feel it is, it's the cover-up emotion. And when I look into the workbook on page 53, you have a concept of understanding mad. Where do mad feelings come from? What are you trying to understand when you feel mad? And right next door to that page is the anger volcano. Can we let's address this, because I think this is really powerful, because a lot of times, you know, when we're growing up, anger is our go-to emotion, and that's all we know, even though there's fear, anxiety, guilt, shame, everything underneath that. So how do you present this to our children?
That's a very important topic in this book. The anger volcano came about because a lot of times when a child becomes upset, blows up, has a tantrum, a lot of times we our first instinct is to think, oh, it's because of the last thing that happened, right? They spilled the milk, a toy broke, their sibling pushed them, whatever, and they blow up about that one thing. But so often there's a lot of underlying other situations that have built up in this anger. And so the anger volcano is there to say, you know, you're about to explode, but why? List everything that's bothering you inside this volcano and kind of understand why, you know, you're building up to this emotional state. And you mentioned anger as a cover-up emotion, and I think you're absolutely right. A lot of times we go to anger instead of feeling what else we were want, you know, we might feel like sadness or scared or whatnot, because we feel out of control, you know, and being out of control leads to that feeling of anger. So we actually have a page two on 63 of Is Your Mad a Mask? You know, you can write down, there's a series of masks on this page, and the idea is, okay, I have this angry feeling, but what might it be masking? I'm angry that my dog died. No, I'm sad that my dog died. And I'm angry because I can't do anything about it. Change.
That's powerful. And that's so true. It's like, you know, I'm angry that the dog died, but it's like, no, I'm really sad and I'm overwhelmed with sadness, but yet, you know, that's what we know. And that's kind of the go-to. And I find that even, you know, many of us adults have a tendency of being mad and being angry, but it's really not that at all. And it's not until we get deep down into that and kind of dig underneath that can we actually begin to process our real emotions. And I think a lot of our society suffers from this right here, no matter what their age, is they get angry and they take it out on people. But what's really happening is they're really suffering down inside and not being able to get to that emotion to really start healing, to be quite honest with you.
Absolutely.
And I feel like a lot of that also comes in acceptance of who you are and your emotions at that time, because, you know, when it's what we call a negative emotion, like sadness, anger, frustration, a lot of times, you know, we feel like we're alone in that. You know, anxiety especially, it's like, oh, I'm the only one that's anxious. What's wrong with me? Am I not worthy? Am I weak? And we mentioned earlier about my daughter being sad, and that was one of the situations that really inspired us to create a page where, you know, when she was crying, she didn't know why she was crying, and she was judging herself, you know, not even knowing it. She's like, I don't know why I'm so sad. I don't like it. Why don't I not know? Is there something wrong with me? And I remember sitting with her, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I do this all the time. You know, I sit here and I judge myself for having these feelings, and I'm not really there to be my own best friend, which is what I always tell her, you know, be your own best friend. So I sat with her, and I did that for her. I was that space for her, and I said, you know what? It's okay. I have those moments, too, where I'm crying, and I don't know why. And, you know, especially as a woman, as we know, you know, when we get emotional and hormonal, it can happen, but in general. And, you know, I said, it's okay, you're safe, you're not weird, it's normal, I'm here with you, give yourself some love. And so we created two different pages, especially dealing with sadness, where one is reacting to sad when you do not know why you're sad. And it takes the child through a series of rocks, like they're walking down a rock path. And the first thing it says is, you are okay. What you feel is not wrong and does not mean that there's a problem with you. Because a lot of times, that's what happens. We judge ourselves for what we are feeling, and we expect ourselves and compare ourselves to others. What we see on social media, which we all know is everybody posts all the happy stuff on there, you know? So this is a way for kids to really, you know, when they're feeling those feelings, they don't know why, to follow this rock path and say these things out loud to themselves. I am sad. I do not know why, but I'm okay. Yeah. And give them a chance to kind of go through that. And then we have another page where it's like when they know why they're sad, they can work through it. We have a specific exercise to help them with that and give them things they can do to help themselves feel better.
And it all goes back to one of the central themes of the book, of the workbook, which is, you know, accepting all of the emotions and being okay loving yourself through all of them, accepting that every emotion is part of our experience in life. You know, especially our generation, we grew up a lot with, you know, oh, don't be sad, or
get over it,
or just be happy.
Don't worry.
And that's not realistic.
That's so true. And, you know, the interesting part about that as well is the concept of what you said. You know, we live in a world where many of us feel so isolated. We live in a world where we feel we're the only ones with the problem. We're the only ones with the issue. And it's interesting how I will even come across clients on a daily basis that will pose a question, and I'll respond with that. That's normal. That's normal for you to feel that way. You know, it's normal to have these types of emotions. They're like, are you serious? Is this really okay? And it's like, yeah, it's normal, because if you didn't have these emotions, there would be something seriously wrong. And it's interesting. See, that's why I love this, is that we're putting all the cards on the table. We're showing like behind, it's like going behind the wall, going behind whatever the great odds, trying to figure out what's going on. And we're actually seeing that and being able to have where kids realize that they're not alone, where they realize that they're okay to have this and that other people have these same feelings as well.
Yeah, and it's really to respect our children, Ashley. Like, our kids aren't stupid. Our kids are smart. They're resilient. They're amazing. And if we just give them that respect and those tools that they need to know that from a young age and feel that empowerment and that confidence and that love, just imagine what they can do for the world, for each other, how much better things would be, and just how much more they'd want to encourage the other people going through hard times and sharing those tools with them. And that's what we want to do, and that's how we've raised our daughter. Is, you know, she's a person. She's going to have her own life, go out in the world and do her thing, and we want to give her everything we can that she's prepared and confident and knows that she's worthy.
And she lives that, too, which is fascinating. One of the great things that we got to see was as Shereen and Leah sat down to start, you know, sketching out this book and the ideas, Leah really took it to heart, and she became her classroom cheerleader. You know, they're all online now. She's been online for nearly a year now doing remote schooling. But she goes into class. She goes into the classroom chat, and she posts, you know, positive affirmation. She says, hey, guys, you know, I know everything's hard, but, you know, try to look on the bright side, or if you need a friend, you know, let me know, blah, blah, blah. And she does this, like, weekly. And her teacher came to us. She's like, she's our classroom cheerleader, you know. And it was so nice to see the concepts and just the support that's put into this book being lived.
Well, and I asked her, I was like, Belinda, like, what, you know, what's driving you to do this? I mean, other than the fact that you're an amazing person, we know how much you love to help people. She said, well, I learned it from you guys. I learned it from everything we're doing. Like, I just want to help people. Everyone's sad right now. My friends are going through a lot, and I want to be, you know, I want to be there to help, just like you guys helped me. And just think, like, if we can just do that for each of our children, what they can do for others, and that ripple effect can change the world.
The ripple effect, for sure. And also, I feel like when we work through these types of things, just like if we were working with other adults or other family members that are older, it really, it concretes it in for us. It makes it even more tangible, more real, and it also makes us put it into practice constantly. And I feel like if the family's doing it, then the family's working on it together, you know, if everybody's working on it. I do want to connect real quick with the concept. Y'all, in the book, there's the Zen Zone, and you know, we have the meditation, we have the Zen Zone, we're talking about deep breathing. I'd like to talk about that, because this is a really good concept on how to calm, how to center. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I love it how you bring up the emotions, we discuss the emotions, they can feel it, they know what they're dealing with. Now we're giving them some tools to actually decompress and actually be able to calm themselves in real time.
Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed how we worked on the Zen Zone. It basically, at the end of the book, we give them an opportunity to sort of do an interactive meditation. You know, we wanted to translate a guided meditation into the workbook. And it was a little bit challenging at first, but as we sat and thought about it, we said, you know, then we're not going to write out a guided meditation and expect these kids to remember every step. So we turned it into the Zen Zone. And so we basically go through several pages and give them short prompts and then ask them to draw themselves. So first we say, draw yourself as a tree. And then we kind of move on and we talk a little bit, you know, about how if you were not one tree but a whole forest, what plants would you be? What ferns, flowers? So draw yourself as a forest. And then we move up and say, okay, now you're a butterfly, you're flying above this forest. Draw yourself as something that flies. And we give them a chance of very open-ended prompts, an opportunity to really express themselves in that fluid kind of whatever I am is what I am situation.
Yeah, we actually had a friend reach out and said that, you know, they actually, unfortunately, their whole family got COVID, and her daughter was very stressed and scared. So they went and got, you know, the workbook and started working on the Zen Zone. She started drawing herself as a tree, and it just, well, right away she felt calm, and the mom was in there just drawing the animals with her, and they were thinking, wow, like, this is so amazing to think that these animals are, here, needing this tree to just survive, and that we're all one. And it just really got them, like, in the zone, and calmed them and relaxed them and brought them together as a family during something as stressful as, you know, they just got COVID. So, yeah, it's really to let them flow like water and just kind of go with it and, you know, just really
get out of themselves,
yeah.
You know, I really like the concept, too, of the social circle, and this applies to everybody listening, you know, no matter what your age. You know, for some of us, as I've been reading a lot of the conversation here on social media, and I'm totally, you know, 100% with y'all, it is for the children. It is also for our inner children as well, so our inner child. So I love the concept of the social circle, being able to look at your social circle and look to who you can speak if you need help. Can you talk more on that?
Yeah, this is actually inspired by the workbook or the little pamphlet that my therapist gave me. It talks about the social circle in there, and especially right now, being that we can't access our social circle physically, you know, in person, it's a lot harder. We obviously were like, you know, kids right now are suffering so much because they're isolated and they don't have that social interaction, which is so crucial for their development and for their happiness. So we're like, you know, let's let the kids kind of get a chance to really write down and see who's there to support them. So, you know, so it's like right there in black and white. They can go take a look at it whenever they need to of like, okay, I'm feeling this way. Who can I go talk to? And so we have, you know, three separate areas. We have the participation circle, the friendship circle, and the close circle. And we explain what each one is to them so they understand, like, my close circle, okay, that's my family, the people I really trust. And then it kind of expands from there. And I think it gives them that, you know, again, that feeling of support and just seeing that they're not alone in all this.
Gives them another tool with which they can respond to their emotions or whatever's going on in their life. When we were working on this, I was reminded by a phrase that I was told when I grew up, which is, don't ask if I trust you, ask me what I trust you with. And that was really a strong part of this, you know, separating out the close circle from the friends and the participation circle really is about identifying who do I trust to talk to my deepest, hardest feelings about versus who do I talk to about my hobby or how I feel about what's going on in the world.
That's powerful. So we have much more to go because I'm going to ask John and Shireen their golden nuggets of thought of what they have later on here in just the next segment so we can really tie it together and really see, you know, some really just connect because I think that when we understand, you know, not only why they wrote this but how powerful this is and also any sort of nuggets of wisdom, it's going to be something that we can definitely bring home and use in our day-to-day life. So stay tuned. We have more to come. We have a little bit more to go. We'll also figure out how you can find the workbook, where you can find it out, and how to get more information on them and the book. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back in 2 shakes.
We'll be right back. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. It's been a great show today. I just really love it. The Big Changes, New Adventures, a COVID Feeling Workbook. It's been great. And really connecting with Shireen and John. You know, so now I like to put people on the hot seat, but it's not really the hot seat. I want to ask you, both of you, one golden nugget of just kind of deep thoughts for today to share with our listeners, and then I want to get the information on how to be able to find the workbook.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I would definitely say that this is a book about wholeness and about accepting all the emotions into our lives and loving ourselves without judgment. So often we are given the impression that if we're not happy, if something's wrong with us, that this is simply not true, though. Like, we need to have the freedom to experience without judgment whatever we feel. And by learning to accept everything we feel, we'll improve our sense of self-respect and love. And that's like one of the first messages that we include in our notebook, in our workbook, is that really acceptance of the whole you and everything that you're experiencing.
That's powerful. John, what about you?
So I think that creating this workbook was really a family project. You know, Shireen came up with the idea. Leah participated. I helped with the illustrations and some of the writing inside. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Blanca Carranza, our co-founder of Joy Summer, the creator of the character. You know, she welcomed this project into the Joy Summer world with open arms, and being able to use the characters that were from the Joy Summer world and the book series really allowed us to include some friends for the reader along the way, right? And this was a family project, and we hope that whenever possible, using it will be a family project too. We want to encourage adults and children, whole families whenever possible, to go through this workbook together. It focuses on COVID, but the techniques and the exercises inside are timeless. You know, if parents or guardians work with the content with their kids, or at least review what their kids did with the activities inside, it'll go far in improving their communication and building trust in an emotionally, you know, healthier environment.
I think that's amazing. And that's the thing, is that it's, you know, yes, it is around here, around COVID, and we are going through this process, but it's so much more than that. This is definitely an evergreen, you know, knowledge book for children all over to be able to use to not only to process this. And I think also it might even help some folks just with their inner child to really work with that work too. And then I think it could be really powerful for children and adults together to work on this together, because I think this would really help one another and also be able to see each other, you know, for who we are authentically. And so I know that y'all have multiple ways of finding you, and I know that your official website is joysunbear.com. So it's joysunbear.com. So where do we find the book on Amazon?
So on Amazon, it's simple. You just search for Joy Sunbear, and it'll come up, or you can search for the title, Big Changes, New Adventures, a COVID Feelings Workbook. We are self-published through KDP on Amazon.
And also, I want to add, too, that I know that larger organizations interested in ordering the workbook in bulk, they can contact y'all directly at info@joysunbear.com. So that's info@joysunbear.com. You know, I think this has been an amazing show with amazing people doing amazing stuff. And this is where we're at, is that we're trying to help every single person, every single soul on this planet be able to live to their highest potential, being able to live their true life, being able to be true, authentic, understanding. And the only way that we can be authentic is to be mindful and to be able to connect with our emotions, to understand ourselves. Shireen, John, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's a pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Ashley. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for everything you do and for having us. And we really hope this can help as many families as possible.
I think it will. And I appreciate y'all coming on. I look forward to having you on in the future. And for everybody that's listening, thank you for tuning in. Remember, we will be back next Saturday, 1:00 Central, 2:00 Eastern Standard Time. You can find us around the country on AM radio. And in the meantime, it's up to you to be mindful, to focus, and to open up yourself to being able to accept yourself and finding that unconditional love that matters so much, to be able to accept ourselves and to be able to love ourselves and to love other people around us. We have to start with us first. So I look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday. If you need any more information on the show, go to ashleyburgess.com. You can find us on YouTube as well. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.